least in my salon, my humble opinion, the real salt of a guitar player isn't just in the amount of cool licks they can throw in at a solo or at any given time. It's about what they do with the space in between, you know. Playing the rhythm guitar part on the back, really, he sets up the whole part for Otis Band to take the lead on that front, on the front end of that song. You can hear his licks on the back end, and he's not playing all the time. Sometimes he lets the chords out, let them ring out, let them fill up the space, but sometimes he holds it back. And I think that's one of the biggest takeaways, like, for me listening to Peter Green. My biggest takeaway from listening to him is that kind of giving and taking back, as well as, like, you know, that kind of knowing how to play with the space within the music. That's it. That's how I want to phrase it. He knew how to play with the phrasing in that music, in the music, and knowing when to play and also when not to play, showing his true mastery of the guitar. In any case, he's probably up there in the sky playing with the Super Super Blues Band and the Super Blues Band and other greats, including Otis Band and all that crew. So I guess we can all take solace in that. And also the influence that he's had on generations and generations of blues guitarists, not just in the UK, but also around the world. Coming up, speaking of the UK, you know, a lot of people think the blues is very much an American phenomenon. And then the English, specifically the English, got a hold of it after with Eric Clapton, you know. It's very much an American thing. And then the English guys got on it. And then you had the whole British invasion and all that jazz. And you have Eric Clapton and all that kind of funky stuff. But I'm here to burst that bubble. Once again, like I said, I think at the beginning of this program, one of the aims of this show is to burst your conceptions of the blues and to expand your blues horizon and to show you that the gospel of the blues does spread far and wide. So in order to get that started and this kind of, let's see where else the blues gospel takes us, we're going to actually jump to the continent where the blues began. That is Africa, and particularly the country of Zambia, with a band which has been credited with starting the phenomenon of Zamrock, which is Zambian rock. I just discovered and found out about this whole genre just recently, just by, you know how YouTube is. You just go click suggested after suggested. 2 hours in, you're listening to all kinds of stuff. So just by doing that, I found this whole new genre, and I'm totally engrossed by it right now. So I had to share it with you on this program. So we're going to jump to the band which has been credited with starting that whole phenomenon. This is the Ngozi family playing the psychedelic blues number, She Looks So Crazy. Hope you dig, here on 90.3 CKUT FM. We'll be right back.
한번 보는 want to use up all your precious time. Don't want to keep you around just to make you mine. But don't bother hiding, cause I know when you like to tell my hope, hope.
Welcome back. You're listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM, broadcasting from a small wee little house nestled on the side of Montreal's Mont Royal on unceded Mohawk territory. The time around about now on your dial should read 10:15 p.m. The last couple of tracks you heard in that set, which was geared towards showing you the vast distance in which the gospel of the blues has spread and comes and the vast distance it comes from, just to break your American or British centric notions of the blues, we had, of course, the Ngozi family from Zambia playing She Looks So Crazy, followed by Shin Jung Hyun playing Beautiful Woman. Shin Jung Hyun is from South Korea and is considered the godfather of Korean rock. He famously went to prison in 1972 for writing a track. I'm just going to bring up what that track title was so y'all can Google it up on yourselves. That track was, here we go, give me a second. That track was, just give me 1 5 seconds, give me 5 seconds. All right, here we go. That track was Beautiful Rivers and Mountains. That track was a protest song of the military dictatorship of Park Chung-hee in 1972, and Shin went to jail for that. So that's pretty wild stuff, fam. And he does some pretty cool guitar stuff, so I definitely recommend, you know, like, checking him out. He's really, really cool. After that was Who Do You Boom Boom by the queen of the Glasgow blues scene herself. That was Charlotte Marshall and her band, The 45s. Coming up next, we got some more blues hits, associates, and affiliates. So we're going to go to, so I don't know if it's a well-known track by the Derek Trucks Band, but I think it's probably one of my favorite ones. This is Crow Jane here on 90.3 CKUT FM. Sorry about that cutting out. This is once again Crow Jane by the Derek Trucks Band here on 90.3 CKUT FM. Hope you dig. Yeah.
sister, sweetheart in my wine.
Welcome back. Time run about now on your dial should read 10:26 p.m. You've been listening to Hotel de Blues here on 90.3 CKUT-FM. The last couple of tracks you just heard in that set were John Lee Hooker's Woman in My Life, followed by Howlin' Wolf Guitar's solo number titled West Side Soul. Coming up next, you know, as I said before, this blues program is dedicated to expanding your horizons of what the blues is and could be. Now, we're going to turn to a cousin, I would like to say, of the blues. That is country music. Yes, that's right, country music. Now, often thought of as the white man's blues, a lot of people and a lot of blues purists might look at that and say, smiling cowboys Tex Ritter, does not qualify as blues. In that regard, I'd say, phooey, you're wrong. In this set, I endeavor to show you that country music is very much a product of the blues. And in some respects, the blues did country music did influence the blues, as we will see in our surprise. I'm not going to tell you what it is. Our surprise last track in this set. To get things started off, to prove my point that that country music definitely comes from the blues, and a lot of the influences are blues influences. After all, make no mistake, great country guitarists such as like Hank Williams picked up their stuff from blues musicians. It's all out there on the internet, so you can check it out for yourself. So even from the playing stuff, even to the subject matter as well, which is often the voices and songs of toiling white folk in the Midwest and in the South, that even in terms of subject matter, there is some resemblance to what the blues is. As Merle Haggard says, country music is the dreams of the working man. And in this case, we can take that as particularly the working white man. After all, country music for a long time is a very white exclusionary kind of field. But let's be certain, though, this field has a massive debt to the blues. And we're going to show that with this latest set of country music. To get things started off, to get our feet wet, I'm going to probably go with perhaps one of the more obvious choices in terms of country-influenced blues. That is, I would like to say, the chameleon of country music, the man who kind of jumps between genres like nobody's business. This is Marty Robbins playing Singing the Blues. Hope you dig, here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
Well, I never felt more like singing the blues, 'cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your love. Why'd you do me this way? Well, I never felt more like crying all night, 'cause everything's wrong and nothing ain't right without you. You got me singing the blues. The moon and stars no longer shine, the dream is gone, I thought. There's nothing left for me to do but cry over you. Well, I never felt more like running away, but why should I go? 'Cause I couldn't stay without you. You got me singing the blues. Nothing ain't right without you. You got me singing the blues. The moon and stars no longer shine, the dream is gone, I thought was mine. There's nothing left for me to do but cry over you. Well, I never felt more like running away, but why should I go? 'Cause I couldn't stay without you. You got me singing the blues.
Take another stroll downtown.
Irene, good night. Sometimes I live in the country. Sometimes I live in the town. Sometimes I take a fool notion to jump in the river and drown. Irene, good night. Irene, good night. Good night, Irene. Good night, Irene. I'll see you in my dreams. Stop rambling. Stop your gambling. Stop staying out late at night.
Go home to your wife and family and stay by your fireside bright. Irene, good night. Irene, good night. Good night.
Since I lost you, that old moon up in the sky, don't even know the reason why that you left me all alone and so blue. Them doggone blues, I've got them bad, takes all the love I've ever had, all the sorrow that I bear, don't have. Mine is cursed. It just goes from bad to worse. Lord, I've cried me a river, maybe two. Ain't worn a smile since don't know when. Probably never will again. Since you left me all alone and so blue. Them doggone. Don't even know the reason why that you left me all alone and so blue.
My good gal's trying to make a fool out of me. Lord, my gal, trying to make a fool out of me. Trying to make me believe I ain't got that old TB. I've got the TB, be blue. When it rained down sorrow, it rained all over me. When it rained down sorrow, it rained all over me. Cause my body rattles like a train on that old SP. I've got the TB blues. I've got that old TB, I can't eat a bite. Got that old TB, I can't eat a bite. Got me worried so, I can't even sleep at night. I've got the TB blues. I've been fighting like a lion, looks like I'm going to lose. I'm fighting like a lion, looks like I'm going to lose. Cause ain't nobody ever whipped the TB blues. I've got the TB blues. But the graveyard is a lonesome place. Lord, that old graveyard is a lonesome place. They put you on your back, throw that mud down in your face. I've got the TB blues.
Well, there you have it, folks. I don't think I can give as much of a conclusive argument than that. You heard from Ernest Tubb, the Honky Tonk King, playing "Goodnight Irene," originally recorded by Huddy Ledbetter, more notably known as Leadbelly. Then you heard from Loretta Lynn playing "These Old Blues," followed by the father of the blues himself, Jimmy Rogers, playing "TB Blues." Now, in the popular consciousness, many people might think country music is a very white genre, right? Particularly with connotations of Dodge pickup trucks and rednecks and such. Sorry about that. I think the wire just got out for a quick sec. But in reality, these musicians definitely know better than that. And now, folks, you know better than that as well. There's also tons of African-American country artists out there, like Charlie Pride, and particularly now on the center stage, making big waves in the blues and roots rock community, Yola as well, from Dan Auerbach's label. So definitely check these other artists as well as out. But now you know, who does that? I think that's Bill Nye or something like that who does. Now you know. The country music is definitely a close relative of the blues, if not a cousin. Now, I did mention that country music was not just entirely taking and drawing on the blues. In fact, it also did go on to influence the blues later on. So from this last artist, Jimmy Rogers, his yodeling and his distinctive style of playing went to influence many legendary blues guitarists who we've actually heard on this program already, such as Howlin' Wolf and including Muddy Waters. Now, his distinctive yodel would also be repeated particularly in perfection by a Delta blues musician by the name of Tommy Johnson. This is Tommy Johnson with his yodel on his most probably famous track about drinking canned stove oil because you couldn't get alcohol during Prohibition. His track, Canned Heat Blues. Hope you dig, here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
Crying can't heat my own. Crying so low to learn me. Crying can't heed my mom. So low to learn me. Yeah, can't corrupt you. Take me, can't heed you. Crying mom. mama, mama. You know I can't eat killing me. Crying, mama, 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 crying, can't eat a killing me. Can't eat, don't cry, baby, never die. I will come again morning and can't eat on my mind. Woke up in morning, can't eat was on my mind. Woke up there, can't eat on my mind. Grind on, Lord, I want him. Can he know killing me? Take care of me, tearing but my soul. Take up brass, yeah, don't do that, easy road. I will come every morning, crying, can't eat, round my bed, run you somebody, take it, can't eat, do. Run you somebody, can't take it, can't eat. Crying, mama, 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 crying, can't eat, killing me, bleed to my soul, no, they gon' kill me dead. Thank you.
Welcome back. The time around about now on your dial should read 10:55 p.m. You've been listening to Hotel de Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM, broadcasting from a small wee little house nestled on the side of Montreal's Mont Royal on unceded Mohawk territory. I've been your host for the last couple of hours. My name is Vishal Ramakrishnan, and I've been playing you some of my favorite blues hits, associates, and affiliates, all the while trying to expand, question, and poke and prod at the nature of what is the blues, and what can the blues be. So this past set, you've heard everything from the argument from my, I think no self-aggrandization here, but my pretty well argument that country music is derivative and is a cousin of the blues. You've heard stuff from the northern Mississippi Delta. You heard other kinds of blues, modern blues, old blues, and all that kind of stuff. And we endeavor to bring you that quality programming. So thank you once again for listening to this show. And please do come back next week, because I've got a whole other setup ready for you for next week as well. We're going to dive into some more of the roots of the blues in the Mississippi Delta, particularly drawing on some of the resources from the Mount Zion Memorial Fund, as well as Voices of the Mississippi, which is a really cool box set, which I reckon came out about last year. We just got some really cool resources and really cool like field recordings of artists who live in the Mississippi Delta. Just to go over the last three tracks you just heard in that set, we started off, of course, with the Tommy Johnson number. You could definitely hear the characteristic yodeling of Jimmy Rogers kind of influencing into that work with his track, Canned Heat. After that, we played I would say more of a blues influence track. That was the Charlie Christian Quintet playing I Got Rhythm. A reason why I especially wanted to play Charlie Christian today before the show ended was because his birthday, even though he's no longer with us, is coming up on tomorrow. By the time you listen to this, it will be tomorrow. On July 29th, it would be his birthday. After that, we heard some hard bop jazz, which is jazz that is heavily blues influenced and blues orientated, as you probably heard from from the last track you just heard. That was Kenny Burrell playing Midnight Blues. So to sign off, I'm going to be playing another kind of jazz track, another blues, like jazz age blues track. This one was originally recorded by Annette Hanshaw, but we're going to kind of rockify it up a bit. You know, take it, I reckon, three decades ahead. We're going to jump to Eddie Cochran, who kind of rockifies it, bluesifies it a bit more than Annette Hanshaw does. This is Eddie Cochran's Am I Blue? Thanks for listening, and stay tuned for more CKUT stuff. Hope you enjoy, and tune back next week. Have a good one.
Well, am I blue? Am I blue? Ain't these tears in my eyes telling you? Well, am I blue? Do you be too? If the pal that you dealt with, well, there was a time I was the only one, but now I'm the sad and lonely one. Was I gay? I should say. Now she's gone and we're through. I am a blue. Am I blue? Ain't these tears in my eyes telling you? Am I blue? Do you be too? If the pal that you gals don't leave you, well, there was a time.
This is Earth Radio. This is Earth Radio.
You're listening to Earth Sounds on terrestrial radio. This is Easy Sonic Living here on CKUT 90.3 FM.
I like it.